Verse 31 of Matthew chapter 13 says, "And another parable he put forth to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." And then in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, is another record where Jesus speaks and kind of makes this relationship between mustard seed and faith. And in verse 20 of Matthew 17, he said, "And he said to them, Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." So now we have those two records there, both one in Matthew 13, one in Matthew 17. And Jesus uses the example that a lot of these folks would be very familiar with, that's the mustard seed. But really, what do you think about, what was it about this little seed that was so important and so powerful that it made this, that enough that Jesus would be inspired to use that as an example to teach an even greater truth? And so, you know, these people who Jesus was speaking to, most of them, if not all of them, knew what a mustard seed was. And even today, it's kind of cool because there's been a lot more advancements, obviously, in science and technology. And so we can understand it even greater today. And it's really kind of a beautiful thing that no matter how the simplicity of the word gets held forth, the more you examine it, the more detailed, the more beautiful, and the more understanding we can get. And so no matter how much science advances, Jesus' teaching just expands with it, and it remains the truth. So I wanted to just go through a few things and make some observations about the mustard seed, other than it is very small. And that you've seen many pictures, or maybe you've seen a mustard seed yourself of it sitting on someone's finger, and it looks like if you just blew it off, it would just take off and you'd lose it. But another very cool thing about the mustard seed is it cannot be made into a hybrid. You know, man has discovered how to make hybrid vegetables, and the way they do this is by changing the DNA. For example, if you get corn to be perfect corn that bugs won't eat, you got to cross the corn DNA with cucumber DNA. And the only way they can get the corn to accept the cucumber DNA is to introduce it through a virus. In other words, making the corn sick, and then it will accept the cucumber DNA and end up as what we would call hybrid corn. But science has discovered that mustard and the mustard seed cannot be made into a hybrid. This mustard seed can never be anything other than a mustard seed. It refuses all viruses, and there is no way to make it anything other than what it originally was intended to be. So that's a really great thing, that it just cannot, the DNA of the mustard seed cannot be changed. And I just think that's such a great analogy if we think about it with, you know, Christ in you, the spirit that's been given to us. We now have a spiritual DNA that cannot be altered, cannot be changed. It cannot be affected by whatever the current new virus in the world may be. We've got that perfect spiritual DNA. And here's another interesting fact. It is tenacious, and it grows in unfavorable conditions. So a lot of times this plant will be found in areas that are, you know, relatively unusual, such as, let's say, sandy soil, which only receives rain on occasion, or in areas where nothing else will grow. And maybe that's one of the reasons And one of the main reasons that Jesus used this as an example of faith, because you know what? The mustard seed will grow in difficult circumstances and even in garbage or other contaminated areas. It grows where other plants will be choked out, eaten by bugs, or infested by disease. It basically says, I am a mustard seed, I will grow. And I just thought, man, that is just a really cool thing, because sometimes we look at our circumstances and our situations and we, you know, think that those things are somehow going to have a negative effect on, you know, what we can or cannot do. And it's great just to see the things that this seed, once it's planted, can really, you know, adapt to. And so we look at, you know, what Jesus is teaching about faith. And we'll just get into this a little bit more. And so another thing is that it is unaffected by the other plants around it. So generally, if you plant, for all you gardeners out there, if you plant tomatoes close to jalapenos, you'll get, I guess, what we would call hot tomatoes. Many other plants and vegetables cannot be grown around certain other types of plants or vegetables because they take on the characteristics of what they are around. Certain plants cannot grow near a black walnut tree or even near its roots because they take in the toxins that the black walnut tree produces. However, a mustard tree can be grown around anything. It's not affected by its surroundings. You could plant a mustard seed right on top of a jalapeno seed. And guess what? It will grow to be nothing but a mustard tree, completely unaffected by the jalapeno. Isn't this interesting to read some of these things that we have come to realize? And then there's Jesus's the simplicity of what he taught. Another thing is it can grow large enough to shelter birds, because it's not really a tree, but it can grow to be 10 to 15 feet tall and be, you know, commonly a place where birds could go. And so in relationship to faith, you know, when our faith increases, despite attempts to dilute it, despite the ways of the world that try to make it into a hybrid, or despite many unfavorable situations, it can end up being like a shade and a shelter for others to lean on and take strength for themselves. And if we look at the mustard seed alongside faith, which, you know, in its most common denominator is trust, just putting our absolute trust and confidence and dependence, it gets even more interesting. The mustard seed is afraid of nothing. It grows where other plants would be choked out, withered for lack of nutrients, eaten by bugs, infested by disease. But the mustard seed thrives. It just hangs in there. It will not be pushed down. It will not be distracted. It will not fail. Reminds me so much, and Bob and I have talked about this. Many of you listened to the teaching that he did last week about staying the course. And actually this week I mentioned that to Bob. As you know, he's recovering and healing up from a knee replacement surgery, so prayers appreciated in that regard as well. And also for you, Mike, I know the loss of a family member is really, really something, so we pray for you, brother, as well. But we stay the course. We know there's a day coming, whether we're alive to see it or not, when Christ will come and will make everything right. It's all going to change in a moment of time. And we can continue to thrive in spite of the circumstances. You know, Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. Do not let the world squeeze you into its own mold. Because we strengthen and establish and build our heart by having this relationship with God, His Word, listening to Him, talking to Him, a lot of variables involved, but that seed has been planted within us, and it's going to grow. We just have to expose it to the right nutrients. So do you see some of these implications regarding our faith? And then we can ask ourselves kind of just maybe to think about it a little deeper. Does our faith grow in difficult circumstances? Oh, we live in this world, and you know, whether your life is perfect right here at this point in time or not, this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. This is an imperfect environment in which we live. And somebody once said it's a hostile environment. Mm-hmm. So we're making application of spiritual, supernatural realities in a five senses world. We are not citizens of this world. We're citizens of heaven. We're walking according to a different standard. Our master is different. So when our faith is tested beyond endurance, does it turn a deaf ear to the circumstances and situations around it and just stay the course? Stay the course? Yes. Do we allow a virus to infest our faith? No. Does our faith grow in difficult circumstances and in an impossible environment? Yes. When it is tested beyond endurance, does it turn a deaf ear and thrive? Yes. You know, there's nothing that can make faith in our lifestyle sick, let's say, except doubt. Doubt is a virus that opens the door to all the enemies of faith. The voices we listen to in our world, voices that speak with man's wisdom, the voices of humanism, which emphasizes the importance of human needs and use strictly human intellect via the senses to solve problems that exclude God. This is a very common thing in today's culture. It's called secular humanism. It's a way of man being able to rationalize and come up with ideas and thoughts and so-called solutions and answers, but to the exclusion of God. And so all these things, they all attempt to use deception to cause us to be distracted. But we, like the mustard seed, need and can take from the soil that which is beneficial for our growth and leave all else behind. It's just the way God designed life and the things of nature and, you know, like the life of a seed is in itself. And we can be, yes, we're probably at times affected by the things around us, but not to the point that it has to make a determination of the end result, because we can still be fruitful. We can still see good brought forward. And so is our faith like the mustard seed? Yes. Because it's unable to be shaken from its single-minded focus like that mustard seed. I'm a mustard seed and I what? I will grow. So are we like the mustard seed? Yes, absolutely. So I encourage you tenaciously. We hold on to the word of God that we believe in, nothing else, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Has our faith grown like the mustard tree so it is big enough for others to lean on and take strength for themselves? Yes. Repeat with me. I can hear you through the phone line. Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's not the amount of faith that's so important. Because even though the seed is small, once it starts growing, it can flourish. And it is programmed in the life of the seed to become a large bush. It will grow and produce many other seeds. The mustard seed of faith is unaffected by others around it, impervious to things that are contrary to God's promises and truth, and it is persistent despite unfavorable circumstances. Are you starting to kind of get the point here? It's just so amazing. Therefore, And should our faith be like to be like a mustard seed? Yes, yes, yes. Unwavering, unaffected by what we see or what conditions may exist, no matter where we are, for faith, like the mustard seed, is unmovable, non-doubting, steadfast. And what do we say to all these things? Yes. Yes. Look at in your Bible at 1 Corinthians 15:58. What a great topic, guys. A couple of times that Jesus used this analogy of the mustard seed, and I'm sure there are other truths that could be extracted from this, but I've always enjoyed just looking at the mustard seed and then understanding more about its characteristics and where it grows and how unaffected it is by all these things that could be going on around it. So 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, New King James, therefore, my brethren, beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that what? Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The life of the seed is in itself. You can stand. You can stay the course. You can do those things that God has called you to do. And he will reveal those things to you as we go to him, as we go to his word, as we speak to God, as we listen to him. And then we can just flourish and prosper and really truly live abundant, even in a hostile environment where it would appear that the census factors and all these things sometimes work against us. But praise God, we're not working according to those standards. We, like that song said, I believe the book. We believe the book and we believe those words that God has especially prepared for us and chosen, and those works that God has prepared for us and chosen us to walk in. So I trust this has been a blessing, guys. The amazing mustard seed. I will grow. I will persevere. I will move forward, but not in my strength, in the strength of that which God has given to me potentially within that seed of Christ within me, which is spirit power. See, what's that verse in the Old Testament? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. You know, not by chariots, not by horses, not by anything in human strength, but by my spirit. By my spirit. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the quest of all Christian living. Access the Spirit. God's right there working with us. So be steadfast, be unmovable, be firmly established, because you've got the seed in you with anyway, so just let it go, let it grow. Amen? Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together to share the Scriptures. And I pray, Father, that we will allow you to work within us, to willing to do of your good pleasure. You'll help us to be those men and women, Father. And if there are things that have sort of tried to infiltrate our world and our life, that we just cast it away, and that we can be firmly established and fruitful. So we then provide protection and shade for others and encouragement and comfort. So thank you for loving us the way you do, Father. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.